Toronto Zoomer Radio, the boss, Born to Run, and Red Red Wine, UB40, some motivated by that in order to get out for their morning jog on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Our guest, though, was born to run. 71-year-old Mary Lawler was working at Toronto General and took up running in March 2020 to help her cope through the early days of the pandemic. That's Mary talking right there while I talk to her. And to show support for the nurses in ICU who worked tirelessly through those dark days, Mary told her story on the morning Zoom with myself and Jane a few months back when she reached 730 days of running, and we're bringing her back because she is a beast and she's reached a new milestone. Welcome back to the morning Zoom, Mary.
Well, welcome. Thank you, Jane and Sam, or Sam and Jane. And actually, the last time we talked was my 2-year milestone.
Yes.
It was 2 years that day, and today is 1,000 days.
Wow. So tell us about your 1,000th day running.
You know, it gets emotional for me because I never planned this. I've never run. I was 69 years old when I started running. It was the day the gyms closed and everything closed down. However, things still went on at the UHN ICU. That never stopped. And I just thought, well, I can't sit and put on weight, so I put my running shoes on, and I started running, and I literally feel like Forrest Gump. I've been running for 1,000 days straight.
That is absolutely spectacular. And if you're wondering what the background noise is, Mary is actually on her run right now, and this is her 1,000th run, which is not easy to say. So first of all, congratulations on that. That is spectacular. And also, how do you stay motivated?
I swear to God, I don't know. I get up in the morning and I tell myself, you know, no one's going to know that I don't run today. Mm-hmm. You know, I tell myself as I snuggle in bed with these sub-zero weather. My husband keeps telling me, take a day off. But there's something inside once you start that running. It is extremely addictive. It is.
No, I just get that. I get that about the exercise, but still, 1,000 days in a row. So that means you haven't been sick in 1,000 days.
I did have a high blood pressure spike September 2021. And it had to do with me being, I had lost 33 pounds, and I had been on the same medication as I was when my weight was a little higher. Mm-hmm. And that kind of caused some problems. But we resolved it that day, and I ran that night.
How much weight have you lost, Mary?
I've lost 33 pounds.
33.
And I don't know how many. Well, let's say for women, I was a size 12. Now I'm a size 4.
Well, and the difference, too, is not just the weight. Because, your muscle is heavier than fat. So you've got to know, you are just a machine, girl. Like, you are out there running, getting stronger.
I'm telling you right now, people say, you must be in great shape. Honey, I ain't putting any bikini on just because I lost weight. Because I'm still 71 years old, okay? And no one wants to see that.
Well, I don't know about that, Mary. I mean, if you're a size 4, you are looking good.
Well, yeah, I could be a size 4, but there's parts of me that are still 71 years old. There are things that used to be up that are a lot lower now.
Oh, we get it. We get the gravity thing. We do get it.
Well, and Mary, I mean, how are your joints and everything, right? Because that's it. As we get older, our joints get weaker anyway. But how are you, like your knees and your shins?
Well, it's interesting because I actually spoke to somebody at Ortho at Toronto Western that I know. And what he said to me is, you didn't start running till you were 69. Mm-hmm. Everybody else has been running for 40, 50 years before that. So the joint and the knee and the hip problem, you know, I see these young people out there just pounding. And it's like, wait, come back in 40 years and keep doing that. So I think because I started late and I had no problems prior, and I don't run pounding hard. I run a nice pace. I don't kill myself. And I do my right knee does give me a little stiff problem, and I bought a little brace to wear. That's about it. And I still go to the gym after I work out. I do about a 45-minute workout, too.
Wow. Okay, you're just showing off.
Yeah,
now,
you are
Mary.
Showing
you're just
off
showing
now.
Off, okay. You know,
well, you gotta get those arms because no one's looking at your walking away.
Yeah, that's true.
Age, but they do check out the lady's arms, and I thought, well, I can't have a nice Kardashian butt, but I can have some good arms.
Mary, you're hilarious.
You have guns of steel and buns of steel, I bet, Mary. Absolutely, absolutely. Toronto runner and Zoomer, 71-year-old Mary Lawler, hitting her stride every single day. Today marks Mary's 1,000 day of consecutive running. Merry Christmas, happy holidays. Slow down a bit to grab a little turkey and stuffing, will you, for crying out loud?
Well, I am at the Windsor Arms today because today we have our Christmas lunch with the president's office, and that's why I got up early, worked out, and run so I can have my Christmas lunch at the Windsor Arms.
Well, yeah. Promise us.
I want to shout out not just to the nurses in the ICU, but to the staff physicians that are there relentlessly and have been coming up to 3 years of COVID. It's still there, it's still active, and people should still take it very seriously.
Well, promise us that you'll come back and update us on future milestones with your running, okay?
If I make it March 17, 2023, 3 years, I'll be on with you guys.
Okay. Nice. We can't wait.
It's a date.
We can't wait.
Take care.